NovaBus announced Tuesday that it has signed a contract to build 300 LFS smart bus models for the Chicago Transit Authority. The $148 million contract includes an option for 150 additional units. The vehicles will be assembled at NovaBus's Plattsburgh manufacturing plant. Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas.
This will continue to stabilize and bolster that operation, and shows that Nova, which only came into the U.S. market through their Plattsburgh operation just a few years ago, about three, 4 years ago, is really starting to gain a real foothold across the country.
Jobs are a priority for 21st Congressional District Congressman Bill Owens, a Democrat. He says the contract helps keep and expand jobs in the region.
I'm hoping that it will cause some of their vendors to grow. And I know there are some conversations going on with additional vendors to move into the community. Those conversations have come to me in a variety of ways, but I think it's just a very positive situation.
The 40-foot-long buses, which replace models put in service 14 years ago, feature LED lighting, multiple security cameras, and wheelchair access. They comply with 2013 EPA requirements and meet 2014 fuel efficiency and greenhouse gas efficiency standards. SUNY Plattsburgh Department of Economics and Finance Chair Colin Reed notes that Nova Bus is known for state-of-the-art engineering and manufacturing.
They're doing some really innovative things with bus manufacturing, advanced materials, aluminum. They're really finding a nice niche market and more efficient vehicles for mass transit.
Nova Bus expects that the manufacturer of each bus will create or retain 1.1 manufacturing jobs and 5 indirect jobs in the region. Colin Reed says that's within economists' expectations.
Economists talk about the direct hiring by Nova, but also the indirect jobs, the various suppliers that are increasingly now starting to locate in this area because they see the number of contracts and the longevity of these contracts. And we talk about something called the induced jobs. Those are the jobs that are generated in the local school board, et cetera, because so much more income is being generated by employees of the direct and indirect jobs. So those spinoffs with a company like this end up adding about a job, maybe even a little bit more than a job for every direct job that's generated. So it ends up being quite sizable and increasing as these companies end up co-locating with more suppliers locally.
In 2011, the Chicago Transit Authority signed a $331 million contract with another North Country manufacturer. Bombardier is building rail cars at its plant in Plattsburgh. The Chamber's Gary Douglas says Chicago is good for Clinton County.
We've got this order now that's going to start having Plattsburgh-made buses on the streets of Chicago. And, of course, Bombardier Transportation is in the midst of a huge 706 rail car order for Chicago Transit as well. So pretty soon, if you're in Chicago, whether you take the L or take the bus, you're very likely to be in a Plattsburgh product.
Nova Bus is a division of Volvo and has more than 200 employees in Plattsburgh. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.